You have arrived at your destination. The Voice. My husband and I were sitting on the couch this morning reading our daily devotionals from the Bible. In the middle of our peaceful routine, a voice spoke. Literally, it was the voice of the GPS that went off out of the blue. We both laughed as we heard the familiar words, "You have arrived at your destination." Some previous usage of the GPS and odd triggering brought us the message. We returned to our Bible reading, yet throughout the morning I kept thinking of the perfect timing of the GPS message. Other perfect timing. Bruce and I had both been widowed when we met 3 years ago, and sitting there with him now did indeed feel as though I had arrived at my destination. There was no doubt in either of our minds that God had brought us together. He combined our 10 adult children and their families into one huge and very blessed family. God gave us a combined ministry, and you are reading a small portion of it right now. Yes, we were home and feeling very thankful. A greater destination. Yet I also thought of the fact that there is another destination that we can only reach by God's intervention, and we will not find it with even the best of our GPS technology. God gives us clear directions to our heavenly home. He tells us in his word that Jesus is the only way to heaven. Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14:6. Jesus died for our sins. God forgives us when we receive Jesus as our Savior and ask God for forgiveness through Jesus as we confess and turn from our sins. It is both simple and profound. It is yours and mine. Forever we are changed, and as we obey and follow Him, we have been given our eternal destination. Eternity begins now. We can live with God now and throughout always. There is only one question remaining. Have you arrived at your destination?